Tonight's Coast Sports Hockey Naylor Profile had the game's opening goal on Friday in a 4-1 Naylor victory. It's forward Adam Krause back in the lineup with the Naylors. And Adam, this is not the first time that you've kind of returned to a lineup in midseason. How long does it take to get adjusted to the flow and the pace of the game?
I think a little bit longer than people would expect. I think the first few periods last night were, I was trying to adjust to the game. It's a little bit different game than at the American Hockey League level, but it was good to be back in there and contribute and, you know, kind of be part of that again.
Obviously, you players want to be as high of a level as possible up in Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, but when you're given the opportunity to come here in Wheeling, get a lot of playing time, how exciting is that for you?
Yeah, you know, obviously you don't want to be the guy to get sent down, but, you know, there I wasn't able to contribute like I wanted to, just getting in the lineup, a lot of bodies. So, you know, getting down here and playing a lot and, you know, keeping my legs under me, it's a great thing if you treat it like that and take advantage of it.
You're a second year full pro now, and one of the things that Clark Donatelli talked about last season was trying to develop your skills as a center. Do you feel like from year one now going into year two that you feel a lot more comfortable in that position?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a lot more responsibility, obviously, in the D zone, so I'm really trying to, you know, be careful about that and how I play there. So I think, you know, if you have that ability to play different positions, I think it'll only help you. So if I can develop as a center and able to play left and right wing, I think that's only going to be a positive for me.
On Friday night, you played with another big guy in Christian Hilbrick, so it was a line that had a lot of size. And on the first goal, you guys really worked hard down low. Being that centerman, does it allow you more opportunity since you're already in the middle of the ice to go to that net hard?
Yeah, I think, I really like to use my speed, and I think on the breakout that really helps as a center. I can kind of loop around and come through the middle with some speed. So I think that's a huge part of my game, getting to the neutral zone and getting to the net. And, you know, Christian made a great pass, and he's a fun player to play with, and so hopefully it continues today.
You're an American, and Friday night was Veterans Day. They did a great job having you record the message on the video board. What does it mean to be able to do something that you love on a day like Veterans Day and basically showing the thanks to those who were able to fight to get you that opportunity?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing what we get to do every day, play a game, and, you know, people are out there sacrificing their lives for us. It's a pretty terrible place. So, you know, to take a step back and look at what they're doing for us, it's a very humbling thing and something that you don't want to take for granted, and it's a good day to get some perspective on things.
How unique is it to play in a game like Friday too, where you're wearing the camouflage jerseys, where it's a completely different jersey, and maybe it takes a little bit of extra time to be able to figure out who's who, what the numbers are, and you guys practice with those on Friday morning as well?
Yeah, that was actually the first time I did it, but it wasn't the worst idea I've ever heard. It's a little bit different, especially with me. I don't know anyone's numbers really yet, except for the guys I played with before. But I think it helped me probably more than anyone else. But it was a good thing. It was a good idea, and I think it actually did help.
Being that you are a Naylor in the past, you are a Naylor now, and you've said there's been so many changes, different players figure out whose number is who. Do you see a big change from last year to this year, or in the organizational perspective, is it still very similar, all the way under the Penguins umbrella?
I think it's similar in how things are run here. I think it's from top to bottom, it's a great organization. I think that's no surprise to anyone. But obviously, it's a lot different with the personnel. It's not the same guys. It was kind of a big turnaround. And as you know, a lot of guys that I kind of went through my first games with pro, especially coming after college with, aren't here. So, but I think it's not a bad thing. I think it's just it's some growing pains, I think, with some younger guys and guys not used to the systems that we like to play here. But it'll be good. There are a lot of good guys and a bright future, I think.
Unfortunately, the roster number had us at 23 by the time Wilkes-Barre Scranton season ended last year, so you were unable to join us for the run to the Kelly Cup playoffs. But how much were you following along with the guys, and how much hungrier does that make you to want to be a part of something like that?
Yeah, I was every day, every game when you guys were playing, I actually bought a few online. So it was very, very cool to watch the guys. A lot of them I knew, obviously, and played with going through that. But a little bittersweet, too. I want to be a part of it. I wanted to help. I know that there were some roster restrictions, so that was kind of a bummer. But it was so cool to see him have so much success, and it was kind of a bummer to see him lose like that. But something that I'm proud of, even to be a part of earlier in the season.
You're taking on the Brampton Beast this afternoon. You guys had yesterday off. They played a third game in 3 days coming up today. But this is not the run-over Brampton team that it has been the last few years. What do you expect today? What are the goals?
The goals are start fast and stay fast. I think, like you said, them playing last night is a huge advantage to us if we take advantage of it. Yeah, like you said, they're not the team that you kind of used to take lately, but now you know, they have a lot more skill, and they did a good job building it. So we have to start fast and stay fast, and just, I think it's just a battle of wills this afternoon.
Adam, I appreciate you spending a few minutes of your time with me. Best of luck tonight. You're always a pleasure to talk to. Continued success out there.
Thanks, TJ. Thank you.
That was Nailers forward Adam Krause on the Cove Sports Hockey Nailers profile. It's all part of the Wheeling Office Supply Intermission Report. This is the 25th season of Hockey and Wheeling presented by the Health Plan on the Nailers Broadcast Network.